Good morning. It stayed warm and humid overnight across interior New York and New England, with most places starting out in the 60s and lower 70s. A couple of showers fired as well overnight, and some folks may be waking up to a wet ground or even a heavier burst of rain, particularly across the southern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont. Most places will see a fair amount of clouds today mixed with some sunshine. There is a good chance of showers and thunderstorms across northern New York and central and northern Vermont today, with a better than even chance across the I-90 corridor. Just a slight chance of a few showers and thunderstorms across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England today, as a frontal system is draped across the area. A potent trough of low pressure over the Great Lakes will gather some strength and work its way slowly toward us over the next few days. Bundles of energy moving through that trough will eject in our direction from time to time starting today, continuing into the day tomorrow, before the entire trough moves through on Saturday. The result will be scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, overnight tonight, and into the day tomorrow. Some of the storms could contain heavy downpours in the humid air as they move on through. Temperatures over the next couple of days will be in the lower to mid 80s. On Saturday, as that deeper trough moves through, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms from time to time, otherwise mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 70s. On Sunday, as that trough pivots through and off into the Canadian Maritimes, we'll still run the risk of a shower in the mountains, but most of us will dry out with a mix of sun and clouds, and for the second half of the weekend, highs will be back into the lower 80s. It looks dry on Monday, partly sunny, lower 80s, and the next front heads our way for Tuesday and Wednesday with scattered thunderstorms and highs again in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of the Great Lakes southward into the Ohio and lower Mississippi valleys. This area will lie beneath strong mid-level winds and likely develop moderate instability by this afternoon. Deep layer shear of up to 40 to 45 knots will support lines and bowing segments and also supercell storm structures. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Ernesto, now located about 65 miles northeast of Coatzacoalcos, Mexico, and moving toward the west at 16 miles per hour. A west-to-west-southwest motion with some decrease in forward speed is expected during the next day or two, and on the forecast track, the center of Ernesto will move across the extreme southern bay of Campeche and make landfall on the Veracruz area later this morning. Maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is expected, and Ernesto is forecast to become a hurricane before making landfall. Then weakening is expected after the center moves over land. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Benina, Libya at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Morgantown, West Virginia at 8:57 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 52 degrees with a west wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 71 degrees, the dew point 68, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and a steady barometer at 29.93 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 126 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling throughout the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, a shower or thunderstorm possible with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 89 degrees, the low 62, the average temperature 76, that's 5 degrees above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82, the average low 61, the record high 96 set in 2001, and the record low 46 in 1989. Sunrise this morning, 5:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:05 p.m. 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and humid today. More showers and storms this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and also areas of fog with lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, very warm and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 80s. Muggy tonight, scattered showers and storms, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, some on the stronger side. It'll be humid with highs around 80. More clouds and showers Saturday, thunderstorms as well in the upper 70s. Just the risk of a shower Sunday, mainly in the mountains, otherwise we dry it out, partly sunny in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday in the lower 80s, and we'll introduce the chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm back into the forecast midweek next week with highs staying in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.